This is Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. And by Kuster Commercial, commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Now, here is Patty Mercer.
Hello and welcome to Close Up. Today's guest is Dee Christopher, principal of Catawba Ridge High School, and of course, a long-standing name recognized in our community and the name Fort Mill High School, which we're going to talk about that transition between the two as it relates to leadership and also to maybe some students that are changing in this upcoming fall as we transition into three high schools right here in the Fort Mill School District. Welcome to Close Up, Dee Christopher.
Thank you, Patty, for having me.
I love the fact that you come in wearing your green shirt with Catawba Ridge, your green shoes. You just embrace the school colors.
We are gonna brand Catawba Ridge and our part of the community with a lot of Copperhead gear.
I love what I see. And from the beginning, you know, just choosing the colors, you had such a hand in that. As it relates to the mascot, now that was really a decision that was made by all. Tell me a little bit about the process.
Yeah, there was a committee. This was well before I was named the principal at Catawba Ridge. So there was a committee of, we had a couple of board members, had some students, had some administrators from the district and some community folks in on that. I went through a lot of that together as a committee, brought a recommendation. The board sent us back, and Dr. Smolzy, who led the effort from the district, Dr. Smolzy went back to more students and came back with the recommendation of Copperheads to the school board, and we're the Catawba Ridge Copperheads.
And what you choose, it sticks.
That's right.
And the colors are green and...
green and Vegas gold. So I like to say it's like khaki, which is good for me.
Okay, all right then. There's always a bonus.
That's right. That's right.
And, of course, you were the principal at Fort Mill High School for how many years?
12 years I was the principal at Fort Mill.
And within those 12 years, you were acknowledged in a lot of ways. Tell me about some of the awards that you were recognized.
Well, just most recently, and I guess I don't take credit for it, the award was handed out in November of this year, of 2018, but our school was recognized as a National Blue Ribbon School. Second time for our school. There's only been one other school, I think, in South Carolina that's won it two times.
Wow.
Very excited about that. Mr. Scroggs, the current principal at Fort Mill, was very instrumental in that as we went through the application last spring. So that's a big one for our school and for our school community and for our school district as well. Our students, our teachers, and our community deserve a lot of credit for that type of recognition. The other award I was the 2016 South Carolina Principal of the Year, which was really, really neat.
Are you kidding me? On behalf of all the parents, to know that you have found the balance between being effective and respected within your peer group, but also to know, and it's so obvious at games to see the support and the love that you have from your students and those that you lead every day.
Well, thank you. I try real hard to be engaged with our kids. And not all principals can do that. Not all principals want to do that, but that's one of the things, not all high school principals.
Well, there's different styles of management.
And it's something that's important to me. I want kids to know who their principal is.
Well, I think that you look at the results and the numbers speak for themselves, that you can be engaging, you can have a relationship, and you can also have the respect. And not everybody can do that, and that's why you're very deserving of that title and that award.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
It's interesting, too, because when we look at South Carolina as a state, we certainly have our challenges. We really don't measure up, it seems, across the board compared to other states. And yet, you look at South Carolina, especially York County, and wow, hello, Fort Mill High School, Nation Ford High School. Now we have Catawba Ridge High School, and it will open when?
It'll open in August of 2019.
Okay. We've had a lot of rain. Has it delayed anything?
You know, the best thing about it is there's a lot of mud there now. I'm going this afternoon to look at some things. And The outside doesn't look great right now, but the inside is coming along really well. The big thing is having the roof on, and having that roof on has mattered. They were running air conditioning in a portion of the building in September, October. They've got heat on in about two-thirds of the building right now.
Sure,
and expect to have it on in the whole building in the next, I would say, week or two.
Wow.
So, yeah, things are going really, really well. I'm hoping to have the building. I keep pushing. I want to have it at the end of April, early May, so that we can start. We can get going with things. We want to be able to do some things over the summer at the school with our students and our faculty moving in and all that fun stuff.
Well, and absolutely, with your experience, you know that it's like the school never stops. You're always preparing for the next semester.
Yeah.
To have that summer would be such a gift.
Well, it would be really neat. It would give us a jump start on getting the culture of our school really started.
Yeah. As it relates to the school itself, when we drive by on, the Greenway, we can see the Parkway. We can see the outside seems to happen so fast. And
right.
It's like it kind of slows down as the interior begins
yep.
to build. It looks massive. I mean, it looks like a massive school, and we see the stadium, and we see just the best of the best. How much of a cost investment are we looking at?
I don't know that I know the cost, Patty. But I'll say this. The district, I think, has really done a good job over the last – during my time here of preparing correctly for the growth. I don't think when Nation Ford opened in 2007, it opened up as a 1,500-student high school, and they built on to the building probably all but a couple of years.
Yeah.
So they learned some lessons from that, I think. So this building is built out to a capacity of 2,400 students. All the core spaces, all the classrooms, I'm sure it could be added on to at some point, but the intent is for it to be a 2,400 student high school, and that's what it's being built for.
Fantastic. When we come back, we're going to talk more about what it is to create a strong team, some of the administrative positions that we now know who will fill. Just lots more information to share. First, we want to take a mid-program break and remind everybody that you've tuned in to Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented by Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Houston Commercial Real Estate for the Carolinas. And thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative, providing safe, reliable, affordable, and environmentally responsible electrical power, and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina, buying, building, or refinancing. Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company. Stay tuned. Lots more Close Up with Dee Christopher on the way.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Looking to buy, build, or refinance? Put your trust in South Carolina's premier mortgage company, U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We offer the most extensive list of loan products available. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Hey, from Famous Toastery in TKK, we want to thank you for your loyal patronage, and we're excited to announce that both Indian Land and Rock Hill Famous Toasteries are open and ready to serve you our delicious, always fresh breakfast and lunch, daily specials, and I could go on. You can be sure that each location of Famous Toastery is uniquely designed with the same great culture and experience that we're known for. We'll see you at Famous Toastery, where every server is your server.
On cold winter mornings and hot summer afternoons, we can beat the peak demand for electricity together. This is Mark Howie. Just go online to yorkelectric.net, sign up, and we'll let you know via email, text, or call when the demand is at its highest. All you do is turn off unnecessary lights and think twice before using your dishwasher, washing machine, or clothes dryer, and adjust your thermostat to use a little less heat or air during the beat the peak hours. At York Electric Co-op, we believe if we all cut back on energy use a little, we can make a big difference together.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TKK. My guest today, Dee Christopher, principal of our third high school right here in Fort Mill, South Carolina. And the name of this high school, of course, is Catawba Ridge. Dee Christopher, one of the big things, in addition to really, I guess when they handed you the school, at what stage of construction was it? I know Dr. Smalsey was working very closely. He started?
The district really, and our construction management firm that we partner with, really the architects, all those people, they were taking care of things and are still taking care of building the building. So I didn't start until July. July 1 was my first day, and I was the employee of Catawba Ridge High School for 3 months. There's one other, our bookkeeper, Amy Salisbury, is with me now. The district did such a good job and has done such a good job, and they've got a process and a plan for building schools. I mean, we've built so many in the last 12 years, 15 years. They've really done a good job with that process, and Joe Romanek at the school district does such a good job. Cummings is our construction management firm that helps us. So all that kind of goes seamlessly. My job really is a little bit on aesthetics. So looking at some colors of things, and I've got some good people to help me with that instead of me being the one that's choosing these colors and things of that nature. So that's been helpful.
I'm getting a picture. As long as you choose the right color, you get to play.
That's right,
D. We like that.
That's
very good. That's right. What we want. Okay.
Yeah, that's right.
Moving right along.
So since I started in July, really the key has been start talking about communication and how we can communicate and establish our culture. But I've done a lot of research. I've got to visit a lot of other schools, brand new schools and schools with certain programs, looking at some different things that we may be able to implement at Catawba Ridge. The interesting thing is that Fort Mill and Nation Ford are unbelievable schools.
Well, look, I mean, hello, Jason Johns, principal at Nation Ford High School, again, very engaging with the students. I don't think I've ever been to an event that I didn't look over in the corner of my eye, and there he is standing. And he's got kids of his own.
That's right.
Which is just an amazing example of, like, a role model for all of us.
I think one of the things, and Jason would say this, Mr. Scroggs would say this at Fort Mill High now, one of our best abilities as a principal is just availability. Just being around and being there and being able to speak to people and letting kids see us at those events. So both of those schools, Fort Mill and Nation Ford, are just unbelievably gifted with students and teachers, administrators, staff members, and families that they serve, that just value what
they
we do.
They love what they
and
do.
And they enjoy what they do, and they're great schools. And so Catawba Ridge doesn't need to be too different because we've got two great high schools.
And I think that takes us into the attendance lines.
Right.
Of course, again, very much like choosing a mascot, it's not like just a couple of people got together and just said, you.
Right.
It was more like, let's look at this as a big picture. Let's bring in the people that do this all the time and look at different metrics.
Right.
And choose the best. There was a little scuttle, with some, as you can't make everybody happy. What about you? Were you surprised by the option chosen, or did you, kind of see, I get it?
No, I think I understand the folks that may have been upset. But I do think the school board, the district leadership did a fantastic job of communicating what the issues were that we had. And it was a really difficult thing to do, just as it was. And I wasn't here when the Nation Ford attendance lines were drawn, but it was difficult.
Change
then
is hard.
Too. But I'm really excited for those students and those families who get to have an opportunity to go to Catawba Ridge and start something brand new, do a lot of new stuff. I'm really excited about that.
And look at you. You're leading from the top. You know what it is to have a loyalty and enthusiasm for a certain team and now be in a position to support a new team. It's you're leading. By example.
Well, it's really interesting. My son is a junior at Fort Mill High School. He's only known me really as a principal. He's 16 years old. This is my 17th year being a principal. And he'll be playing football at Fort Mill next year and basketball and hopefully baseball too. So that's going to be kind of weird.
Yeah.
But I've told, I told the folks at Fort Mill High when I left, you'll never hear me say anything bad about Fort Mill High School. It is a place that was home to me for 12 years. Those people were just gracious as they could be, and they allowed me to do really the things that I do best. And so that's kind of interesting. But I am really excited about the kids, the families, the people that I've talked to from our attendance area are really excited about what we have to build.
And, I think there's a lot to be said for leaving it on the field. It's kind of like you can have a fun rivalry without getting in the way of relationships.
Absolutely.
And when you look at your choice of band director, mm-hmm. hello, that's another example
right.
of transitioning from Fort Mill High School. Of course, we're talking about Martin Dickey.
Right, right.
So tell me about that.
Well, Mr. Dickey and I had several conversations over the course of the fall. And really, his goal is to set up another band in the tradition of Fort Mill High first and then Nation Ford next. And so, we're ecstatic about that. And it's one of those things as the leader, as the principal of the school, I'm not worried about the band anymore. I've got somebody there that knows what they're doing. Mr. Dickey has a wealth of experience and success,
yeah.
successful experience. Leading band programs in Fort Mill.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm not worried about the band a whole lot, I can tell you that.
And that's got to be a relief, too, because programs and strength of those programs, they, too, become kind of an emotional thing that students look forward to when they know that their siblings, older siblings, maybe participated. So that's a good feeling. We're going to come back and talk more about the band. We're going to talk about athletics, which is always a big thing. And of course, we are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TGK, where every server is your server. My guest, Dee Christopher, our presenting sponsors, Piedmont Medical Center, Kuster Commercial. And we'll be right back talking about Catawba Ridge High School opening fall of 2019.
When you suffer from back pain, playtime with loved ones can seem impossible. At Piedmont Medical Center, specialists affiliated with our NeuroSpine program are dedicated to one thing: you living without pain. With personal end-to-end treatment plans, our team is ready to help you get back to all the things you love most. Take the first step toward a pain-free life. Visit PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar to register for a seminar today. That's PiedmontMedicalCenter.com/backseminar.
Located in Fort Mill, the Kuster Companies continue to create value throughout the Carolinas. Our multidiscipline team with extensive project experience provide expert advice, giving our clients the edge to excel. Kuster Commercial, customized solutions for every stage of the commercial real estate process.
Chris here with U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. Rates are going up. Are you prepared? Now is a perfect time to find your perfect home. Put your trust in a company that cares. U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina. We love our veterans, and our rates are pretty darn good, too. Call me, 792-7168.
NMLS number 75597.
We now return to Close Up Fort Mill Tiga K. Once again, here's Patty Mercer.
We're back, and you're listening to Close Up Fort Mill TGK. We are live today from Famous Toastery right here in TGK. My guest today, Dee Christopher, the principal of Catawba Ridge High School, talking about the programs. We know we've got two existing fabulous high schools, Fort Mill High School, Nation Ford High School. No pressure, but guess what? Catawba Ridge High School now is your baby. So
yeah.
As it relates to programs, you're feeling good about the band.
Right.
All righty. So let's take it on over to football.
Well, I'm excited. We hired Zach Lindak as our football coach. Zach's coming over from Nation Ford, where he's the offensive coordinator there. We're ecstatic about him coming on board. He has a passion for kids and for football, and so we are really excited about him joining our staff and leading our football program.
And he will be the athletic director.
He's the football coach.
He's the football coach.
Rick Lewis is coming to us from Myers Park High School in Charlotte. the largest high school in North Carolina. Coach Lewis coached and has been an athletic director in Charlotte for 30 years.
Did you know him before?
I did not.
So he just applied and
He applied. I spoke to a lot of people about Coach Lewis, and we have a gem. I mean, I had a great one. Dwayne Hartsoe at Fort Mill High was outstanding, and I expect Coach Lewis to be on the same level as Coach Hartsoe.
Wow. So if I had a student that was transitioning into Catawba Ridge High School, I would be feeling really, really good right now.
Absolutely. He's been there and he's done that.
Yeah.
And he did it at the largest school in North Carolina, so that's cool.
So with the Fort Mill, with the football high school schedule, I mean, that baby books out early.
Right.
Are you going to be able to play in the same game series?
Well, our athletic schedule is not set, but we are in the South Carolina High School League. We are a member of the league. We are a member of Region 4, 3A in every sport except for football. So the Region 4, 3A has Indian Land, Chester, Fairfield Central, Camden, and Keenan are the other schools. So we will compete against them in everything except football. Football will play an independent schedule. We've got right now 9 games on our schedule.
That's good.
We're in a contract, in the middle of a contract in South Carolina, so it was a challenge to come up with a schedule. But we'll have 4 or 5 home games and 4 or 5 road games, and it'll be great.
And in terms of student body, will you have all 4 classes?
We'll have 9, 10, 11.
9, 10, 11.
We'll have, that's correct.
So seniors or rising juniors?
Rising juniors.
Where they are.
Yeah. Well, rising juniors are coming.
Okay.
Rising seniors are staying.
Okay. Got it. So if you're a junior now.
If you're a junior now, you're staying where you are.
You're staying where you are.
That's right.
One of the beautiful parts of Catawba Ridge High School, and I did the visual,
right.
I did, you know, whatever that.
The virtual tour.
The virtual, the
right.
Google headset.
Right.
And got to go around and like, woohoo, that's pretty cool. Lots of windows. Mm-hmm. And I've heard it's about bringing the outside light into the school, which I'm a big fan of vitamin D.
Right.
But we also talk about security. That is a huge topic of concern.
Right.
How do you approach security with this new high school?
Well, and first off, to deal with the windows are certainly reinforced type windows. So that's, you know, they're
safe inside those windows.
That's right.
Gotcha.
But the other portion of it is this building will be totally enclosed. So there is a large courtyard, but it's an enclosed courtyard within, you know,
how
the
awesome
academic
is that?
Area. It's really neat. On the top floor, the media center looks out over that. All of our interior classrooms look into that courtyard. So we're really excited about that. We can I don't think there'll be more than like the front door of the building open during the day.
Okay.
I don't think
security.
Yeah, I don't think security of the building proper will be a problem at all.
Well, it is a beautiful building. And then in terms of classes, you know, focused on STEM and STEAM and arts and
right.
and programs such as the Buzz, what
right.
are your thoughts?
The goal is to have everything that both high schools have. We are doing an ag program that is more horticulture-based than animal-based, which is what Fort Mill does, or environmental-based, which is what Nation Ford does. I want to have something similar to the Buzz for our school. We think that's so important to our school culture. The Buzz is just great. And what they do, the NAFO News at Nation Ford, is just a way for students to be creative and develop really neat skills. So all of our fine arts, all of our career tech stuff will be included. And whatever we can't do, we're going to make accommodations for students to get courses either at Fort Mill or Nation Ford. And we did that the last time. We did that with Nation Ford the last time. We have students that come to Fort Mill for all the culinary arts. We have kids that go to automotive technology at Nation Ford. So we will do a good job of taking care of students.
Again, it comes down to communication.
Absolutely.
You just got to talk. You are big on Twitter. And also, Catawba Ridge has a Twitter handle.
That's right.
so you can keep up to date with a lot of those postings.
That's right. Go at Catawba Ridge or at CR Copperheads.
I also saw Donuts with D. Christopher.
Right.
So you are out there. You're sitting down. Come talk. Questions answered.
I've even, the email I sent right before our break said I'll be at every Fort Mill basketball game because my son plays on it. So come up and speak to me if you see me there. But I'll also be at some middle school events over the next few months as well. So I want to see people. We've got two events scheduled at the end of January, early February.
Fantastic. D. Christopher, Catawba Ridge is in great hands. Thank you so much for all that you do and continue to do. And thank you for tuning into this edition of Close Up Fort Mill TKK, presented live from Famous Toastery right here in TKK, where every server is your server. And of course, Piedmont Medical Center. You won't believe what's in your own backyard. Custer commercial real estate for the Carolinas. Thanks to our co-sponsors, York Electric Cooperative and U.S. Mortgage of South Carolina.